Welcome back to the Prayer is Breathing podcast. My name is Latoya. I want to thank you for listening and for subscribing. So today you are in for a treat. I am super excited to have one of my dearest sisters in Christ, Kendra Scott. And today we're going to be talking about what happens when your water is about to break. So I know that you sense that God is moving. There are so many things on the horizon, and I just want you to be encouraged. So before we jump right in, I just want to welcome you, Kendra, and thank you for joining. I believe this is your first time on the podcast. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here. All right, so a little about me. I am a wife. I am a mother of six beautiful kids, and I am in love with God and His kingdom, and I am happy to be here with you today.
Amen. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And I'll have you share a little bit more about, I know that you're a serial entrepreneur, and I'll have you share some of your links here at the end. But let's jump right into this topic of your water is about to break. And this was a recent message that you just shared, and it blessed me so much. And I wanted us to talk about that, talk about when you feel pressure, how you know that your water is about to break, and the things that God is doing in the earth. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. So when your water is about to break, so again, like I said, I'm a mother of six, so I know a lot about your water is breaking, okay? So when your water is breaking, how you know your water is about to break, you know there's pressure coming behind it, okay? And so I was sharing this word about your water is about to break because I was going through some trials and tribulations, and I felt like in the spiritual realm that my water was breaking. And when your water is breaking, it's a lot of pressure down there. So during my trials and tribulation, I was dealing with a lot of pressure during that time. And so, you know, when your water is breaking, that means the contraction will start soon. So when contractions come, that means what? Pain. So the pain is going to come right after the contractions. And so as I was going through life, as I was dealing with certain things, I felt like my water was breaking in the spiritual realm. Do that make sense to you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so I think that sometimes when we feel pressure and we feel things happening, one of the things that you mentioned was, God, why me? Or why am I going through this? And, you know, I think that's so good because it's easy to question why I feel this pain, why I feel this pressure. And sometimes God will cause us to feel that pain or feel that pressure so that we get to a place where we are no longer comfortable and we're willing to move and we're willing to shift. So absolutely.
Right. So during that pressure as well, because you think about God's putting us through that pressure, right? And like you said, He don't want us to stay there. So you have to be willing to go through that pressure, because when you're going through that pressure, it's going to be something on the other side once the pressure stops. Okay. So while I was going through this stuff and going through going through my water breaking, He gave me these people to read on in the Bible, which was Job, David, and Moses. And while I was reading about it, I was like, well, God, what do you want me to take from this? And He was like, the water was breaking. Like, they each felt that their water was breaking. And now when you hear the water is breaking, I don't want you to think it's just for females. It's just a metaphor, okay? So the term the water is breaking is just a metaphor, but it can pertain to male or female. So when He had me reading these stories in the Bible, I was like, so what do you want me to take from this? And so I read each one, and I can literally see, like, the water was breaking in the spiritual realm. So as I read about David, as I read about Moses, as I read about Job, I was like, wow. And I was like, I could relate to it during my time of going through that pressure.
Awesome. And Moses is definitely one of my favorite people in the Bible for many reasons. I think he's a fan favorite, if you want to say that, most people's favorite. But tell us which part of his life really stood out to you or really ministered to you. I know he went through a lot, but is there any particular time frame that you wanted to reference that really stood out to our topic of the Lord applying pressure?
His whole story. the whole story was just pressure from him having to go. First of all, Moses didn't feel like he was adequate to go and deliver and speak to the people. So he just felt pressure, and he asked God to send somebody else, but then he allowed Aaron to go and be his mouthpiece. But when he went there, you know, Pharaoh's heart was hardened and stuff. So they went through all this stuff trying to get the people, but the whole thing resonated with me. And when he finally got him, so you're going through the pressure. When he finally got him, when Pharaoh finally let him go, after what, like 10 plays, he finally got him through. And then he was in the wilderness for 40. So you just imagine you're going through this pressure, you're going through this walking, like, okay, each step you feel like you're getting out of it, and then it's more, there's something, it's trials and tribulations coming. So the pressure was getting heavy and heavy. I just felt like Moses just had a whole bunch of pressure on him, and then he had to get all the people, and then people were being hard-headed and didn't want to listen, and then he started having his own doubts. Well, he was already having doubts, and so he was just like, God, why? It was always why, or he always was questioning. He went through all that hard work to get them to the promised land, and he didn't even get to see the promised land because of his unbelief and his rebelliousness. So I feel like his whole story was just about just being under pressure.
Yeah, absolutely, because he was definitely under pressure. And I think too, you know, there's a part where he struck the rock twice, and so that was part of his punishment, not going into the promise. But I think that when God used Moses, especially the time where Pharaoh would not let the people go, Pharaoh was hardened, like you said, in his heart. But at the same time, God was preparing them, and God was doing something supernatural to let the people go, you know, in the midst of it all. It really makes me think about this part in Exodus chapter 5. And this just always stands out to me, because sometimes, you know, we hear like, you're on the verge of your breakthrough, or it's just around the corner, or you have one more push, right? But, you know, things get really hard right before then. And so I think about this even with the children of Israel, because in Exodus chapter 5, verse 1, it says, afterward, Moses and Aaron went and told Pharaoh, thus says the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast to me in the wilderness. And Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, nor will I let Israel go. So they said, the God of the Hebrews has met with us. Please let us go 3 days' journey into the desert and sacrifice to the Lord our God, lest he fall upon us with pestilence or with the sword. Then the king of Egypt said to them, Moses and Aaron, why do you take the people from their work? Get back to your labor. And Pharaoh said, look, the people of the land are many now, and you make them rest from their labor. So the same day, Pharaoh commanded the taskmasters of the people and their officers, saying, you shall no longer give the people straw to make brick as before. Let them go and gather straw for themselves. So Pharaoh literally made things twice as hard just because he was upset that they were asking about leaving. And then verse 8 says, and you shall lay on them the quota of bricks which they made before, you shall not reduce it, for they are idle. Therefore, they cry out, saying, let us go and sacrifice to our God. Let more work be laid on the men, that they may labor in it, and let them not regard false words. And this, to me, this passage just always speaks to what you were saying, sis, about, you know, when your water is about to break, because sometimes you feel that pressure, you feel that resistance. And even with the children of Israel, even though they were about to be delivered and they would no longer have to deal with Pharaoh in Egypt, things got twice as hard just because they were so close to the breakthrough. They had more pressure, they had more work. And now Pharaoh was saying, do not even give them the straw. Like, they have to go collect their own straw and still produce the same amount of work that they did as before. So that was just an intense, aggressive form of just labor and work that they had to do, but they were so very close to their breakthrough. So I wanted to ask you also, what gets you into the mindset of pressing through the pressure? Like, how do you focus your mind to keep going and to keep pressing even though it's hard?
I just focus on God's promise, like his promise to me. So during this time of pressure, during this time of pain, I just remember the things that God promised. So although I may not see it in the natural, I know it's coming. And I know because my father spoke it, and God's words never go void. So I always just pull on that, even during my time of when the pressure is hard, when the pressure is on me. So during this time, I just go into my word. I read more. I pray obsessively. Pray nonstop and just spend time with God and allow him to walk me through this, because with him, I know I can get through the pressure. And on the other end, I know after the pressure is gone that it's going to be something magnificent on the other side. So that's how I get through prayer and reading my word, spending my time with my father and remembering all the things that he said. That kind of gives me hope during that time, because I know, and I also remember that sometimes life happens and it's just a season, and I can't just, it's not going to be forever. So when I have that thought in my mind, then I continue to just push. And the pressure is there, but I know it's just a temporary feeling, because yeah, I know something amazing is going to be on the other side. Mm-hmm.
So good, because I think there's times where you feel like you're going to break. Like, that's the thing about the pressure. You feel like you're going to break. And so I love what you said about it's just a season, because the enemy will have you thinking that this is your life, this is the rest of your life. But in all reality, it's just a season. And so I love even too with the children of Israel, they get to a place where the scripture says the enemies that you see today, you'll see no more. And so God has the ability to deliver us and fully cause that breakthrough to happen, even when it seems like so far away, right? So
right, and you have to stay focused, because like you said, it's the breakthrough. That's your water is breaking. And once I love this, because when your water breaks, what happened when you have a baby? When you're having a baby and your water breaks, what's next? After your water breaks, the contractions come, right? Your contractions come, the pain. That's when you're in the most pain. So as you're going through this, you're in the most pain, but you know that you are about to meet your beautiful baby. So all that pressure, all that pain you went through is something that's going to be beautiful on the other end. You're about to birth something beautiful. So I always have to keep that in mind. So for those that's going through something right now, if you're going through that pressure, you feel like you're going to break, don't break. Don't break. Don't give up during this time. Because while the pressure is on, there's something to happen on the other end. Amen. And so just keep that in mind.
Absolutely. I love that. That's so good to me. And I want to share this verse, because this verse is really powerful in everything that you just said. And so let me just share this, because it's so good. I'm getting excited. But Isaiah 66 verse 9, it says, "Shall I bring to the time of birth and not cause delivery, says the Lord? Shall I who cause delivery shut up the womb, says your God?"
Woo!
Yes. And so, right. And so God will not bring you so close only to stop there. Like, God is going to finish what he starts. And a lot of times when we're under pressure, we don't know what we're carrying. We don't know what's on the inside of us. We don't know that God is causing that baby to come forth. We don't know that when God is causing us, allowing us to come up out of our comfort zone, that there's something that he wants to birth on the inside of us. And we also do not know how close we are to the breakthrough. And one of the things that I love about your recent birth story is that by the time you got to the hospital, you were already about, 7 centimeters, right?
Yes, and so, yes.
And so sometimes we don't even think like how close we are to the actual breakthrough, and we don't really
right,
know.
Right, because I didn't even realize. I didn't know. You didn't know. So I didn't know, sis. I thought on the, and that's good. That is great. That is great for you to bring that up, because I didn't know how close I was.
Right.
I didn't know. I thought I had, you know, normally if I go into labor, when I go to the hospital for my previous, I got a wow, I'm going to be there. But no, I've been in the pressure. I was at home in pain. The pressure was at home. Was on me. So I didn't know how close, until I went to the doctor and they seen me. I was 7 centimeters. I was like, oh, but right there, I'm right there at the end. Mm-hmm. All the pain that I was going through is right there at the end. So my, you know, I'm about to experience my breakthrough, and you don't know. So if you stop prematurely, you mm-hmm. won't get to, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You won't see what God has for you. So that's when you got to keep going. Mm-hmm. You have to keep going.
Right. That is so good, because I think sometimes we just don't have the ability to see how close we are. And I think that if we knew how close we were, we would not stop pushing. We would still keep, you know, pushing and pressing through. And so just some practical things that help too with that is really making sure that you are holding on to your faith, that you are not allowing doubt, you're not allowing unbelief to come in. One of my favorite verses too is in Psalms 27, I believe. And David says, I would have lost heart unless I had believed. And so when you feel that pressure, when you feel that pain, you have to believe that God is who he says he is, and that God is going to bring to full term everything that he's spoken, everything that he's promised, and that even though you feel the pressure and the pain, it's not necessarily a punishment. It's not necessarily that, you know, the enemy's defeating you. Sometimes you really are just in that birthing process, and you have to have that mindset and know that God is with you and know that something beautiful is coming out of this. And one thing too that you mentioned, sis, was about Job. And I just, you know, there's so much we could say about him, but I love his mindset because he says something. He says, when I go through the fire, I'm going to come out as pure gold.
Yes, he did.
And so he had that mindset of, yeah, I'm having contractions, but there's a baby coming through. There's going to be beauty at the end of this story. You know, there's going to be joy. And we really and truly have to believe that God gives us beauty for ashes, and that nothing that we go through in life is in vain, because all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord, those that are called according to his purpose. And we get to a place, especially in 2024, where we can no longer just quote the word. Like, we have to believe the word with our whole heart, with our whole soul, with our whole mind, with our whole strength. We have to believe that we know, and we believe that God didn't bring us this far to only bring us this far, and that God is always going to finish what he started, that he will finish the work that he's begun.
Yes, and I agree. And that's what it was. During my trials and tribulations, I just stayed in the word. And a scripture that I love, there was two, which was Luke and Philippians, but I just read them. Like you said, we have to believe it. I read it until I believe it. Like, for with God, nothing is impossible. That's Luke 1:37. I just kept saying that each day, no matter what I'm going through, I can do this, because I'm seeking God. I'm spending time with God. Yes. He has my back. With same thing with Philippians, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So my strength kept coming from him each day. I would not break. I kept just listening and meditating to these things. I went to sleep playing some of Luke. I went to sleep playing some scriptures. I just went to sleep. I woke up. I was just in this time of pain. I made sure I just stayed with my Father, and he got me through it. And I was like, God, and now I'm seeing the fruit of it. You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing whatever the pain that I was going through, I'm seeing the fruit of it. And I'm like, God, nobody but you. Nobody but you. Amen. And listening to him and just letting him walk me through it. And if I would have did anything out of obedience, it could have been a different story. But I stayed with him. I stayed with him. So when you're in your pain, when you feel like you're about to break, just seek God and pray. I promise you, he will pull you through it. He will get you through it.
Amen, amen, amen. So we're going to just take some time to pray. And I'm going to ask you, sis, if you would like to just kind of close us out in prayer, and praying for those that may feel like they feel like they are on the verge of breaking, but they also know in the spirit that they're on the verge of their breakthrough. So if you could just pray briefly for those that are listening that are in that space.
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father God, first off, we just say thank you, Lord Heavenly Father God. And I just want to pray, Lord Heavenly Father God, for your sons and daughters, Lord Heavenly Father God, that who will listen to this podcast, anybody that's dealing with pain and pressure during this time, Lord Heavenly Father God, first that you give them peace, that you give them strength during this time, Lord Heavenly Father God, that they will hear and seek you, Lord Heavenly Father God. We just pray that everything that they are dealing with, Lord Heavenly Father God, that you will show them, that you will lead them, Lord Heavenly Father God, that you will heal them during this time, Lord Heavenly Father God, that they will pull on you, Lord Heavenly Father God, that they will know with you they can do all things, Lord Heavenly Father God. And we just say thank you, God. Thank you for who you are, Lord Heavenly Father God. Thank you for everything that you are going to do in their lives, Lord Heavenly Father God. And we just pray for the pressure to be relieved, Lord Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that your people know that you are with them and they will not break, Lord Heavenly Father God. And we just speak life, God, peace over their hearts and over their minds during this time, Lord Heavenly Father God, that they know that you are with them, God. And we just say thank you, God, because the breakthrough is here. The breakthrough is here, Lord Heavenly Father God. So we just pull on you right now in this time, that time of need, Lord Heavenly Father God, that you are with them, God. And we just say thank you because we know it's already done. Even though we may not see it in the natural realm, that we know that you are doing the thing, Lord Heavenly Father God. So I pray for increased faith, increased hope for those who are feeling heavy hearted right now, Lord Heavenly Father God. We pray that you speak to their hearts, speak to their mind. Lord, everything that the enemy tried to send their way, God, we bind it right now in the name of Jesus, God. And we just pray for a wall of protection around them, Lord Heavenly Father God. The pressure is here. The pressure is here, but you will not break in the name of Jesus. And so we just thank you, God, for the newness, the new beginnings, God, as they go through this pressure, the new beginnings that's on the other end. We say thank you, God. We say thank you, God. And in your name, Heavenly Father God, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So tell us where we can find you. If anybody would like to follow you on social media, and I know you have some books on Amazon as well. And so I'm just going to let you share before we close out.
I'm on social media, on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. My name is the same. You can put Kendra Scott, that's KYNDRA, no space, Scott, SCOTT, one. And that's on all platforms. That's my IG, my TikTok, and my Facebook. Yes, I have children books on Amazon. Go check me out. I also have a prayer journal. It's called Boss Prayer Journal, and my children books are A Day at the Zoo with the Scotts. That's a family. All of them are family books. One is Happy Birthday Bella. That's dedicated to my baby girl, my 4-year-old, and then I have Jesus Teaches Me My ABCs. So y'all can just go. Once you go on my IG, you will see those links. You can go click on them, and all my books are there.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you all again so much for listening. Be sure to send any prayer requests to prayerisbreathing@gmail.com. For any Christian apparel, you can visit us at awakechristianclothing.com. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. And ladies, every Monday night at 8 p.m. via Zoom, we have a women's Bible study called The Equipping, and it is via Zoom. So feel free to register on Eventbrite. And that's The Equipping Women's Bible Study, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Would love for you to join us. God bless you and have a great, victorious week.